In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want you to know that we need to be a people of forgiveness and repentance. And so I'm going to read the word that I got. This was spoken on New Year's Eve 2005. Are we watching these things happen now? It is right that you are called the children of God, for my spirit breathes in you, the spirit that cries out, Abba, Father. You must begin to look more like the children of God than the children of the world. You cannot focus your attention upon the world and the world's way any longer, for the times you are entering into are times of great difficulty. We're in it. If I did not tell you, the Lord says, I would be lying to you. You must look more like the children of the light than the children of the world. You must focus your attention upon me, for I am the light of the world, and in my light the shadows will all go. In my light the darkness will be dispersed. You must begin to focus more upon me, to turn your eyes toward me, your hearts toward me, for these are the days of preparation, the days that I will call you deep into the wounds of my Son. For I say to you, live in the wounds of my Son. For the days ahead will be days of great tribulation. Is that what we're experiencing today? There will be great tribulation upon the earth. But I also said to my people that when these things begin to happen, you must look up, rejoice, for your redemption is nigh at hand. Hear the word of the Lord this night, for I will start with my beloved, the church. I will continue to strip her until she is humbled lower than the manger. I will continue to strip her until she realizes that she has been proud and arrogant, more worldly than spiritual. I will continue to strip her so that she will know that I am God and that she is my bride. For if I did not strip my bride, you must know that she is not my bride. For if I did not discipline my child, she would know. If I discipline my child, she would know that I am her father. For this year will be a continuing year of stripping of the church to bring her to a place that is low, lower than the manger, that she will cry out to her God for mercy and forgiveness. Oh, yes, Lord. Mercy and forgiveness. We praise you, Lord. You are stripping the church. You are stripping us now in 2020, 15 years later. And this should be your prayer, that each of you as well as each of the church would cry out to me for mercy and forgiveness. I will be your God and you will be my children. You must not worry about this stripping, for when a child becomes arrogant, he must be stripped of all that he considers himself to be great. And this I will do in your midst, will lower my bride, not to destroy her, but that she might know who she is in the light of my Son, Jesus Christ. I am lowering her to a place where she has not been since the beginning. For when she had become the friends of the world, she is at enmity with me. But as I said to the prophet Hosea, I will strip away, I will take away all your false gods, and all your lovers will be gone, and you will have only me. Oh yes, only Jesus. Only Jesus, that we would have only Jesus, praying for forgiveness and repentance. Mercy, God. For this is what I am in the process of doing to my church, and it will happen to you as well as my church, because you are part of the church. But it is not that I would destroy, but that you would know who I am and who you are in the light of my Son. These are truly days of preparation, for you have seen that the earth has been shaken. And I will tell you this again, the earth has been shaken, for it has responded to the sins of the world. The earth has been shaken, for it has been responding to the atrocities of the world. For you cannot sow into the deep and expect a harvest. But even these things will work out for my church, will take a very low place, not as the groom, but as the subservient bride to the groom, who gave his life for her. So you will see signs in the sky, as I have told you in the scriptures, signs in the sun, signs in the moon, signs in the stars, and there will be famines and earthquakes, for it is not my delight to do these things, but it is with the will of my people who continue to plant iniquity into the church, into the earth, and the earth responds. These are days to raise your heads up, for these are days to prepare for the day of the Lord, when I will come as judge of the living and the dead, and I will separate the wheat from the chaff, O God. Wheat, we're wheat, Lord. We're wheat in the name of Jesus. And I will begin to separate the sheep from the goats. Oh, make sure you are a sheep and not a goat. Make sure you are not a sheep in wolf's clothing. Make sure that your heart and your beat as one with me. Make sure of this reality, that you will make sure of this reality as you give your heart to me and as you let me discipline you in your everyday life. And when you do wrong, you will let me give you the spirit that you've done wrong. Do not try to talk away your wrongs. Admit them. Give them up. For I am God who does not want wrong. For there shall be bright days for those who want them to be. There will be days of great signs and wonders in the midst of devastation, in the midst of brokenness. Is that what we're going through now? There will be days of joy and gladness for the church that will want to seek me. There will be days of poverty for the church that wants to stand on her own power. There will be days of iniquity for the church that tries to hold herself up. For I am taking down every staging in my church, that the only staging left is that she will lean upon me and not upon anything she has built. For I say to you, mark my words, everything that you have built and everything my church has built that is not built upon me, you will see fall. You will see it fall with your very sight. But do not be sad that it falls, because it was never of me. Be glad, and I will raise up newness in the midst of darkness. You shall see new things, for in the midst of darkness I call my marvels forth. In the midst of darkness I call my heralds forth. In the midst of darkness I raise up a people that are my people, and a call to be my people. For these are dark days, but do not fear, for I am the lamp of day. I am the only light of the dark day. I will be your light, and you will be bright as you want me to be. if you want me to be self-contained, and if you want me to be a little light, then I will be that. If you want me to be a great spotlight in the sky, if you want to allow me to shine in you and to break down every barrier, I will be that bright light, and I will lead people to that light and the light that I am. For you only will be a greater falling away, for there will be a greater surge of my glory in my people. For you will see, this has not happened. You will see a schism in the church. The church of my son will again be divided. You must be on the right side of the line. You must not be on the left or in any other way. You must be on the right side of the line, for there will be a break in my church. It has already occurred in philosophy. It has not occurred in reality and in action, but it will become as a light of day, when people will have to make a choice to stand upon the right or the left. Choose the right side, the Lord says, the side that I am on, for your redemption and your salvation will depend upon it. But do not fear. It is never my will that you be afraid. It is my will to raise you up to greatness as the world topples before you, as economies topple before you. I want to give you the gift of joy and knowing that I am the treasure, that I will supply all your needs. And do not fear. Do not fear. As the world topples before you, as economies topple before you, I want to give you the gift of joy, knowing that I am your treasure, and that I will supply all your needs. Yes, Lord. And do not fear about storing up food, for I tell you, it will be times of multiplication. You will see the multiplication of food, for you will be stars that shine in the firmament ever so brightly if you stay with me. I will teach you the things I taught the prophets. I will teach you the things that have not been revealed from the foundation of the world if you stay close to me. But they will not be taught for you alone. They will be taught for the remnant that I am gathering to myself. Be taught so that you will teach and speak to the remnant that I am gathering to myself. Do not fear, please, do not fear, for I do not tell you these words to get you afraid, but I tell you these words to get you ready. But my question to you this night is, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Or are you more like the world than like the church? Are you ready? Are you ready? Know that if you come to me and ask for readiness to make the ready even one step at a time, I will oblige your request one step at a time. But if you continue in your own ways, and you continue to squander what I have given you, you will be left. You will be left. It is not my will that one would be left. It is my will to call all people, all souls. There will be a great purging, for this purge will be done by my love. It will not seem like love, but you must know it will be done by my love. Do not turn away anyone, because I have chosen those I want for myself. Do not be picky or squeamish, for I have chosen those that I've called to myself. And if you want to be used, I will use you. Even as the structures of the world fall apart before your feet, I will use you, and I will raise you up, as I said to the prophet Isaiah, a light to the nations. Those that the world considers not I will raise you up as a light to the nations, and you shall do what I promised in the scriptures, greater things than these. So, little flock, do not be afraid, but come to me, and let this be the year of the Eucharist for you. Come before me in humility, as I am humble, even under the form of bread. Allow my mother to tie you up with me, and with tender cords of compassion, oh yes, to tie you up, for your being tied up with me is your true freedom. Do not be tied up with anybody else but me. Let my mother take the cords and bind you to myself, for these are days when I am calling people to be as bright as the sun in the midst of darkness, in the midst of desolation, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of every structure falling beneath your feet. These are days of preparation. Please hear my words, that between this day and 2010, you will learn to fast. I think that's when we had the 40-day fast, but we haven't really learned fasting. Please hear my words, that between this day and 2010, you will learn to fast and pray. For in this prayer and fasting will be your very power that will overcome evil and the satanic. Between this year, 2010, you will learn to fast and pray. Ask for the grace. Oh, we ask for the grace to give everything over to Jesus. We ask for the grace truly to be the children of God. We ask for the grace truly to be the light that shines in the darkness, and our only light is Jesus Christ. We ask for the grace that we would not listen to the ways of the world, but we will listen to the ways of the Lord. Oh yes, we will listen to the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know if it's helped you, but it's helped me. This was spoken on New Year's Eve 2005. Are we watching these things happen now? I don't know. I believe we are. But I also believe God said many times, do not be afraid. It is my will to make you light. It is my will to make you children of the light. It is my will that you go on living for me. I'm looking at Acts 15. Then certain individuals came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. It's a lie. And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissensions with the debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to discuss this question with the apostles and the elders. So they sent on their way by the church, and as they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, they reported the conversion of the Gentiles and brought great joy to all believers. When they came by the church and the apostles and the elders, they responded all that God has done with them. But some believers who belonged to the sect of the Pharisees stood up and said, it is necessary for them to be circumcised in order to keep the law of Moses. It's going to be the Council of Jerusalem. It's going to be the Council of Jerusalem. I tell you, we are the children of God. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. But we know that when it comes to light, we shall become like him, for we shall see him as he is. The apostles and the elders met together to consider this matter. After there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, My brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you that I should be the one through whom the Gentiles would hear the message of the good news and become believers in God. You know the human heart testified to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, Cornelius' house, just as he did to us, and in cleansing their hearts by faith, he has made no distinction between them, the Gentiles, and us, the Jews, Christians. Now therefore, why are you putting God to the test? By placing on the neck of the disciples a yoke that neither your ancestors nor you were able to bear. On the contrary, we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as they will. It's all about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The whole assembly kept silence and listened to Barnabas and Paul as they told all of them the signs and wonders that God had done through them. That's what we should be doing in the church, sharing the signs and wonders that God has been doing through us. We need to do that, not have another meeting. Simeon has related how God first looked fervently on the Gentiles to take from among them a people of his own name. This agrees with the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this I will return and rebuild the dwelling place of David, which has fallen from its ruins. I will rebuild it and I will set it up. That's 24 hours adoration. So that all other peoples may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles over whom my name has been called. Thus says the Lord, who has been making these things known from a long time. Therefore, I have reached the decision. That we should not trouble those Gentiles who are turning to God, but we should write to them to abstain only from things polluted by idols and from fornication and from whatever has been strangled and from blood, for in every city for generations past Moses has had those who proclaim him, for he has been read aloud every Sabbath day in the synagogues. When the apostles and elders, with the consent of the whole church, decided to choose men from among their members and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, they sent Judas, called Barsabbas, with the following letter. The brothers, both the apostles and elders, to the believers of Gentile origin in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia, send you greetings. Since we have heard that certain people who have gone out from us, though with no instructions from us, have said things to disturb you and have unsettled your minds, we have decided unanimously to choose representatives and send them to you, along with the beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have asked their lives, who have risked their lives for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let me tell you this. You are but completely loved by God today. He loves you in such a way that if you knew it, you'd die. You are completely loved by the Father today, by the Son today, by the Holy Spirit today. That if we experienced the full love of God, we wouldn't be able to live. It's too much. That's why we go by the grace of God to heaven. Oh yes, that is our home. My home and your home is not the earth, but your home and my home is being with Jesus in heaven. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.